Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by CatholicSingles.com is ringing in the new year with savings for singles. You can save 20% by using the promo code BREADBOX when you register for a new account. Come meet other faithful Catholics and make 2020 a year to remember.
I'm Marge Steinhag-Fenelon, and today's show is dedicated to my dad. It's dedicated to my dad, George Anthony Steinhag, and it's all about dealing with difficult people and situations and the lesson my dad taught me about that. We're going to be getting into that in a little more depth in a minute, but let me first express my gratitude to you for your support and prayers, because I feel them. I see them, I read them, I hear them, and I thank you for that. I thank you for helping me to spread the word about the show and for helping me lead the world to Christ through Mary. Before we go any further, let's pray. Let's pray. Everything should begin with a prayer, shouldn't it? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to be together today in this podcast. We thank you for the equipment used to create it and listen to it, for the inspirations and the information that's been given to me that I can relate to my listener, and I thank you for the grace that always sustains us, Heavenly Father. Mother Mary, we thank you also for urging me to speak and my listener to listen, because I know that this was no accident. Let's pray. We pray for open hearts and minds so that we may savor the message that Christ and his mother have for us today. In Jesus' name and through Mary's intercession, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Again, I'm Marge Steinhag-Fenelon. And we have what I think it's a very important show today, as we talk about dealing with difficult people and situations. Now, I want to give you a little background on this. First of all, you might be noticing that I sound a little different from my previous podcast. Nothing wrong with me. I'm feeling great. God is good to me. No, what's going on here is that I'm using different equipment that I normally use to do my podcast. And that's kind of the theme, the subject of this podcast itself. So anyway, I'm using different equipment. So yes, it sounds just a little different. And I do apologize. I am working on taking care of that. All right. And that's part of the story that I'm going to be relaying to you. So in any case, let's get to it. Now, dealing with difficult people in situations. So here's what encouraged me to do this podcast. And it's really not a what, it's a who. So I put a story on my Facebook feed, in the news feed. I put a post up about something that had happened to me. And I got some feedback from folks, very positive. And a couple of the followers said, "Hey, Marge, you know, how about, could you do a podcast or a blog post or an article about this, or could you do all three?" So I'm going to do all three, and I'm going to start with the podcast, this episode of Simply Holy. And here's the story. Here's what's making all of the hubbub on my Facebook profile. So here's what I put up. I said, sometimes what you think are the dumbest things your parents ever did turn out to be the most profound and useful life lessons. And then I went on, my preteen self thought my dad was a complete idiot by the way he handled a situation in which a man had done my dad and our family terrible harm. I wrote, Dad brought him to the house one day, but rather than beating him up or shooting him, and in parentheses, I have my less than mature preference at the time. Remember, I was a little kid. I was probably maybe 9 years old, maybe 10 years old. All right. So instead of rather than beating him up or shooting him, he sat him down at the kitchen table, poured them both a cup of coffee, and calmly talked things out. When they'd finished, he drove the man back to his home. And the next paragraph is, I was so mad at Daddy for the longest time and wouldn't even talk to him. I wouldn't even talk to him. My dad and I were very, very close, but that's how mad I was. That's how wrong I thought my dad was in what he had done. And that went on for, I think, in my memory, is about a week. About a week. That's a long time. That's a long time to not talk to your dad. Well, then one day, my dad sat me down and explained to me that violence, revenge, retaliation, anger, animosity, and hatred will get you nowhere. Rather, meet the other person where he's at, get him or her to meet you where you're at, and charitably work out a solution. So the post goes on, today, at my wit's end, in a six-month ordeal with a company over receiving two defective pieces of equipment in a row from them, I was reminded of the lesson my dad had taught me. I used his method in a final email appeal to get them to work with me. 10 minutes later, I received an email from them granting all of my requests. And I signed it, love you, Daddy. Thanks for the lessons I caught as well as the ones I missed. So that's what started this. And the comments urged me, commenters, my followers urged me, hey, please talk about this. And I'm doing that because I think it is important dealing with difficult people and situations. You know, truly, I thought it was ridiculous what he had done because I didn't see the wisdom in it. And I didn't see the godliness in it. My dad was so very right. And it took me quite a while to really understand that. You know, my dad died when I was 15. So not long after that incident with the man coming to the house. And so I am grateful for the memories I have and grateful for these life lessons that surface for me in various situations. You know, I was really riled at this situation with this company. I wanted retribution is what I wanted. And right now I was furious. Two pieces of equipment in a row. And what were the equipment? It was my headset for doing my podcast. So that's why you might notice I sound a little different today because I'm using different equipment than I normally do because we're working on this situation. But like I said in my post, the company's working with me and they're going to replace this piece of equipment. So I'll have a headset soon, I hope, that sounds a little bit more like my normal self. So bear with. I think there might be like a little tin canny sound, but maybe that's a good reminder to you of this lesson that I've learned in dealing with this difficult situation with this company, because I really wanted to rail at them is what I wanted to do. And instead, after a few exchanges of emails, after more than an hour on hold trying to get through to them to talk this out. I stopped and took a breath, and I prayed to our Lord, and I thought about all of the wrongs that had been done to him when he was in this world. All of the people who had treated him unfairly. All of the difficult people he had to deal with. All of the different difficult situations he had been put into. To his very death, being hung on a cross, being crucified by people who hated him. And yet, he reacted in nothing but charity in every situation. And I think my dad demonstrated that for me. You know, when they went into the kitchen, my dad and this man, my mom was there too, and I was waiting for the explosion. I was in the living room. I was hiding behind a chair, and I was just waiting for a big explosion. I wanted the yelling and the screaming, and you know, but no, it wasn't. It was a low murmur for a very long time, and then done. Now the man had actually come into the living room where I and my sisters were. I don't remember where my brother was at the time. And he came in to do what? To apologize. Now, I wouldn't let him. Remember, I was pretty immature. I just stayed behind the chair and told him to go away. Such a little kid, huh? But anyway, the man came in to apologize. My dad had so affected him in a positive way that he did that. Now, here's what my dad explained to me further. I didn't put it in the post as clearly, but I think this is really important. My dad said that when he thought about the situation and he thought about his anger and hatred, or what could have been hatred of this man, he realized that this man probably didn't understand the full consequence of what he had done or was doing. And so my dad said he wanted the man to come to the house, to see his house, to see his family, his children, to meet there with him and his wife, dad said. And, you know, my dad built that house that we lived in, that I grew up in, with his own hands. All by himself. He hired a couple of helpers at one point or another for plumbing, I believe, and electricity. But I think that was about it. He might have had some help from my great uncles who were tradesmen. In any case, so my dad invited this man to come and see this family that he was raising, this home he'd built with his own hands, so that the man would understand that my dad was a real person. He was a dad. He was a husband. He was an upright man who lived in a godly home. And dad said he believed that if the man could see that, could see my dad where he's at, come meet my dad where he's at, then the man would understand the damage he had done and would then resolve to stop the damage, stop further damage. That's remarkable to me. It's truly, truly remarkable. I don't know, my friend. Could you sit down with someone who had done a terrible thing with you and calmly share a cup of coffee with them? That's a lot, but that's exactly what we're called to do. My dad demonstrated that for us kids. And I'm delighted that I can pass that example on to you, because it's phenomenal. I think, you know, I learned a lot of lessons from my dad. But I think that is absolutely one of the most profound life lessons that I learned from him. It astonishes me, even until now, that he was able to do that. It's quite a remarkable thing. And I go back to that, you know, like I did with these headsets. You know, I realize, okay, this company might not quite understand where I'm coming from. And so, you know, in this email that I ended up writing to them, this email appeal, you know, I laid it all out, and my goal was to help them to meet me where I'm at and to offer to meet them where they're at. So I won't get into the nitty-gritty, but basically it was, you know, here's how it is for me. Here are the consequences to me, to my ministry, my business, because of this faulty equipment. And how can I work with you to make this right? That's pretty much the message. And so they come back right away with, okay, yes, here, we'll do this. Let's do it. That's not any tribute to me. That's the way it should be for all of us, if we can just bring ourselves to do that. You know, who are the difficult people in your life? Who is that difficult person that just keeps doing things that maybe drive you nuts or maybe is harming you? Can you find a way to communicate with that person? Can you bring yourself to sit down and discuss things calmly with that person? You know, Jesus did that in many different ways. You know, the eating, the having dinner with the tax collectors and the, you know, the no good people of this of society, as the Pharisees and scribes would accuse him, you know, ridicule him for. But he sat down with them and he met them where they're at and got them to meet him where he's at. You see, that's God's grace. And God's grace, I know that's what it was that helped my dad do that. It was God's grace. I know it was God's grace that helped me structure that email with that company and not lose it like I wanted to. I know that it's God's, and I know what I know furthermore is that God's grace will help you do the same with the difficult people and situations in your life. I know that. I can promise that because Jesus never lies, and he has promised us his grace, and he's shown us by his example. Now, there's another thing I want to share with you having to do with this, and that's Psalm 52. So Psalm 52 deals with the wicked, all right, people who have deceitful tongues. And a lot of times when we have difficult people in situations in our lives, it has something to do with something someone said, is saying, or would like to say. And I ran across this psalm many, many years ago when I'd been betrayed by a good friend, and I was really upset. I didn't know what to do. So I played Bible, what I call Bible roulette. And when I'm totally perplexed, I just let the Bible fall open, and whatever is there on the page, that's what I read. Well, I did that after this situation because I didn't know what to do, and I really was struggling with my emotions. And so it fell open, so to speak, to Psalm 52. And I'm gonna read Psalm 52 for you. And I think I don't have to give any pretext to this because I think you're gonna understand right away what I'm getting at here. So here's the Psalm, Psalm 52. Why do you glory in evil, you scandalous liar? All day long you plot destruction. Your tongue is like a sharpened razor, you skillful deceiver. You love evil rather than good, lies rather than honest speech. You love any word that destroys, you deceitful tongue. Now God will strike you down, leave you crushed forever, pluck you from your tent, uproot you from the land of the living. The righteous will look on with awe. They will jeer and say, "That one did not take God as a refuge, but trusted in great wealth, relied on devious plots. But I, like an olive tree in the house of God, trust in God's faithful love forever. I will praise you always for what you have done. I will proclaim before the faithful that your name is good." Isn't that something else? That's pretty strong language. But here, you know, the message of this is, hey, let God take care of the people who have wronged you. Let God be their judge and punisher. You don't have to, because that's God's job. Don't take God's job away from him. You know, I think that my dad knew, I know he knew that. That man one day, you know, that was a long time ago, so maybe the man already did pass away. You know, he would have to meet his maker someday. And he would have to answer for the evil he had done. And he would have to stand trial and endure punishment for it. Dad knew that. Dad knew that he didn't have to beat him up or shoot him. You know, he didn't have to punish this man because God would take care of that. My dad's job, his only job in that situation, was helping the man meet him where he's at and working hard to meet the man where he's at. So that if they understood each other, if they could come to an understanding, the wicked behavior would stop. That's what it's all about. Let God do his job. You don't have to do the job for God. You don't have to do his job for him. He's all powerful. He's almighty. He's all knowing. He's all loving. He's omnipotent. He can do it, and he will, but it's going to be in his good time, in his way. So let him. And you work hard, calming yourself down, opening your heart to grace, and following the promptings of the Spirit. That's how you deal with difficult people and situations. That's how it's done, my friends. And Dad, I'm so grateful to you for your lessons, all of the lessons that I caught and the ones I missed, because I'm sure they'll pop up as my life progresses, because I know I didn't catch them all. You had so much to teach me. And I think that those of us who have father figures or really good dads, you know, we'll find the same thing. We'll find that these lessons pop up when we most need them, if we're open to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. So much to ponder in today's show. I've really enjoyed telling this story about my dad. One of my friends once described him as a giant of a man. Now, he was literally a very big, he was 6'1", and just a very large frame, and always a little, you know, a little on the what do they call it, full figure side. Maybe they only use that term for women, but in any case, but giant of a man in his principles, and in the way he carried, you know, just carried on his life. So yeah, I think he was. He was a giant of a man, and I'm glad that I could share this with you. Hey, as we go through the week, let's remember that in those difficult situations, with those difficult people, it's our goal to meet them where we're at, to meet them where they're at, and to help them to meet us where we're at, all right? Big goal, but we can do it because there's an abundance of God's grace waiting for us. Hey, it's time to end our time together, time to move on. If you'd like to know more about me, if you'd like to become part of my ministry, subscribe to my newsletter, get my Merry Mondays, a little Marian Inspiration every Monday morning. If you'd like to invite me to speak at your conference or your parish, your event of any kind, please visit margefenelon.com. Margefenelon.com. There's a wealth of awesome information and inspiration for you there. You can find links to my National Catholic Register blog posts, my other radio appearances. You know, wherever I'm at, it's there. It's all there. I let people know about what I'm up to. So you can find that all there. You can also connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest. You can also find my email on my website there, marge@margefenelon.com. You can email me. Tell me what's going on in your head. Tell me what you think I should or what you'd like me to do future podcasts or blog posts about, or just share with me your impressions of life and how the Lord has touched your heart. Just search Marge Fenelon. You'll find me. I can't wait to hear from you. Before you go, I ask, please, that you help me to bring the world to Christ through Mary by sharing this podcast with the people in your life. Please share it. Please share it so that we can lead others together to Christ through Mary. Hey, thanks for listening. Until soon, let's remember that the only thing stopping us from becoming holy are the excuses we make for not pursuing it. May God bless you, and may our Mother Mary protect and guide you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch, artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.